school is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. Once you get in the cycle of being a person who is proactive versus reactive, the amount of planning that you do grows exponentially. Let me give you an example. So let's just take going to the grocery store. You've gone to the grocery store before when you're like, oh, I just need to grab something for dinner. Okay, I'm going to go grab something for dinner. Okay, all right, I have to go on the weekend. I'm going to stock the fridge. Okay, and you just do it reactively. Like, oh, I'm in the store. Oh, that looks good. I'll throw it in the cart. Oh, shoot, I forgot to get the spaghetti. All right, well, we'll have something different, you know. And you're just in that reactive mode of going to the grocery store. Then somewhere along the line, you realize that it would be a lot less time and actually a lot less money if you could actually make a list, any list, start with a list. So you make a list of like, okay, here are the things I think I need at the store. You still buy some impulse purchases when you're there. And then you also forget a couple of things because your list wasn't based on meals. It was just based on, you know, like what you remember that you usually buy. Then you go to the store and you're like, okay, I'm actually going to do meal planning. Here are the meals we're going to have. And these are the ingredients that I need. I'm actually going to even check at home what I'm out of. And now you have a really good list. You go to the store, you buy everything on the list. You start to buy less impulse purchases because you don't have that much money. So, and you actually know that you have to buy these other things. So one or two impulse purchases, maybe you forget something, but now you're only forgetting something like every fourth or fifth time. It's very rare and it's really annoying because usually you don't forget anything anymore. And you forget that you used to forget things every single time you went to the store. But when you forget now, you're like, oh my gosh, come on. How can I forget that? Like I made the good list. And then what happens is you're like, you know, I think I could shave an extra 15 minutes off this whole grocery experience if I make my grocery store list by aisle. And so you make a master grocery list starting at the back of the store. Milk products first, and then you go to the eggs, and then you go to anything that's in the middle, and then meats at the end, and the veggies. And man, you shave some time off, and you're not forgetting things. And then you decide, okay, I no longer need to be inspired by what's actually at the grocery store. I know what I want to make, and I don't want to go to the grocery store at all. So I am going to do a pickup where I place my order online. I just stop by. They literally, in 5 minutes, fill my trunk with everything that I need. I come home. I unload it. I just saved another 45 minutes. And then if you choose, you can save that 15 minutes of going to the grocery store and have it delivered and pay a fee. And that is how you went from a completely reactive person to an ultra purposeful person in your grocery shopping. It wasn't one iteration. It wasn't, I'm going to go from just stopping by the grocery store after work and not even knowing what we're eating to dinner to I'm going to place my order online. It wasn't the technology of being able to place your order online that made you an organized person. Let me say that again for the people in the back. It is not technology that makes you organized or productive. Technology enhances an organized experience that you have already processed through. That is why I don't teach about technology at all. It's like decorating. Some people like it, some people don't. Everyone has a different style. Are you Android or are you Apple? Are you Windows or are you Mac? I just can't even go there. And everybody else goes there. You got a million trillion experts in digitization. There are very few experts in the process of actually moving from going to a grocery store and not knowing what you want to eat to being so organized that it regularly shows up on your front door on Mondays at 4:35. How do you get from one to the other? It's all of those steps that I just told you. It's iterative. It is not a one and done. And you become obsessed. The more organized you become, the more you understand how organization increases productivity, the more obsessed you become at organizing everything so that you become more productive. And then when you become more productive, then you obsess about finding more and more time that you can put towards what you've already organized so you can have bigger impact. That is the personal development journey that you're on if you're following Organize 365. And you go from thinking like, well, how can I just eliminate my to-do list or get rid of my kitchen counter clutter to, all right, so how can I run a household and a business and get a PhD at the same time and also work on my health and have great relationships with my family and my grandson? I'm doing all of those things. People who say that work-life balance doesn't exist, it's not that they haven't tried hard enough, but have they? I mean, it's work. It is work to be able to do so many things at the same time with excellence. I think it's worth work doing. I enjoy it. I obsess over it. I love it. So I started realizing about a month before the trimester ended that I was going to have this 2-week break in between trimesters. Now, there are a couple of things you could do during those trimester breaks. I think most people in a PhD program sleep the entire time because they're exhausted, especially as you get more into the PhD program, not just the first trimester with the introductory classes. But I started looking at that time, and originally I thought that when I had the 2-week break, I would spend all of that time working in Organize 365 to move the company forward for when I went back to school. And I've decided I'm not doing that at all because I don't work in the company anymore on Mondays and Thursdays. Those are the days that I do school. Actually, ironically, I'm going to take days off of work when I'm in my school break. I know. Hold on to your hat. It gets better. The other thing that I really have been purposeful with is planning something to do with Greg during that break. So I'll be talking about that next week. So I started looking at, there is a 2-week break in between this trimester. I think it's 3 weeks in the fall, and it's definitely 3 weeks at the end of the year into January. So this 2-week break, I started noticing that I have no time. I have no margin left in my life at all. Like if anything goes wrong, something is like double stacked or I take that from my sleep. I'll talk about that next week. I don't mind it. It's no problem at all. It's just an observation. I don't have a lot of margin time anymore because I'm doing so much, which I absolutely love. However, there are things that I used to do in the nooks and crannies of my life that I don't have time to do anymore, like keeping the storage room maintained, running to Costco once a month. Now to go to Costco is like, oh my gosh, where am I going to find that 90 minutes? How am I going to squeeze it in? Like, I don't have any extra time at all. And to go to Costco means that now I'm not going to take it from work time or school time. I'm going to take it from time spending with Greg and Abby and Grayson. So like, I don't get onion rings, people. I've gotten onion rings twice this entire trimester and I don't care. It's not a big deal. I don't need them. But whenever I think about getting food, it has to be in the house because I don't have time to run out and get fast food. That is a very different Lisa. The Lisa of the last 12 years has gained all of her time by just getting fast food. I don't get fast food anymore. So now I actually have to have a grocery list. So when I was thinking about this magical 2 weeks in between my trimesters and how fast and how hard I am running right now in this marathon that I am in, I realized that what I actually need time for is my house and my family and not work. Work is doing just fine with the amount of work that I am doing. So during this 2-week break, I plan on working inside of Organize 365 on Tuesdays because it's just not worth canceling those meetings and that does move the company forward, and one other day per week. So I'm going to work 4 days out of those 2 weeks. The second week, the day that I'll be working is planning day, which is great. And then the first week, the day that I'll be working is either Wednesday or Friday. I haven't decided yet. But I've blocked all the time off on my calendar and nobody's scheduling any meetings with me during that time. So I have the flexibility to do what I want. And that's what I want for this 2-week break. I want the flexibility to do whatever energy I'm in. I'm allowing myself the freedom to do all of these things I'm going to tell you, but the order in which I do them does not matter, and I know that they will all get done. So one of my days, which will probably be a weekend day, I plan on reorganizing my storage room and the garage and all of our storage spaces. Along with that, another weekend day, or they'll kind of mix together, is cleaning out our family room, changing all of the toys around for Grayson, because when I hit my break, he will be 20 months old. And before I have my next break, he will have turned 2. It's time to get rid of anything baby-ish. I definitely want to set up our outside deck. I have an idea of how I want to set that up as like a really big playpen. We got some big toys out there from my cousin, like a basketball hoop and stuff like that. I want to rearrange the family room. I know Greg's not going to like it, but I'm going to try it and see what he thinks. And then I'll have enough time to move it back before I start the school again. And just really get a good handle on all of those storage spaces and move us into outside living for the summer. The next thing that I want to focus on is my personal organization. And I'm going to give myself like a couple half days or maybe a couple full days for this. This is going through my closet and getting that totally organized. My closet, my bathroom, my purse, my car, my supplements. I take a lot of supplements. And so I ordered, before the trimester started, I ordered like an 8-week supply. This time I want to order a full 4-month supply of all of my supplements, creams, all that kind of stuff. Along with that is getting my hair cut, getting my nails done, if I want to get a massage, see the chiropractor, all of those things that are related to my personal self and health. Obviously, I get my hair cut during the PhD also. So once during my PhD trimester, but also always at the break, I'll get my hair cut. Seeing the dermatologist is on the list. Okay, other things that I want to do is I want to take a day and stock the house. This is one of my favorite things to do. I used to love doing it as a stay-at-home mom. And every once in a while, I just get a hankering. And I realize that it doesn't matter now. I cannot fulfill on my own desires because there's just not this kind of time. It's my putzing around the house kind of day. I am going to go to Costco. I thought that the huge Costco run I did in January would last the whole 4 months. It did not. It lasted 8 weeks. I cannot believe how much paper products we go through. So I want to spend hours at Costco going up and down every aisle, filling multiple baskets. It'll probably be 2 or 3 baskets, filling it up, bringing it home, and really stocking us for a full 4 months. How much toilet paper is that? How many paper towels is that? How many paper plates? How many bath, laundry beads, laundry pods, dishwasher things. Like, what is it and what is the cost of it? And I want to get all of those things and I want to stock our house with all of those things. When I do that, when I get home and I put all that stuff away, which will go in the storage room that I just organized, I will also do deep cleaning that day and deep clean anything that needs my attention, organize and stock the bathrooms, the shared bathrooms, all of that kind of stuff. Now, while I am doing all of this, I also am going to be catching up on podcasts that I've been missing, and I will probably listen to a couple of audiobooks. Another day, I want to deep dive into everything that is Sunday Basket and Bill related. Do a deep dive into my Sunday Basket, update all of our binders, go through and plan out our budgets for the next 4 months, really look at all of the holidays that are going to occur in the next 4 months and then the month after. And also printing out any photos that I want to add into photo albums. I don't know if I'll actually do our photo albums during this time, but I want to make sure I keep up on printing out the photos because I'm a dinosaur and I still do it that way. I do plan on doing a puzzle in the evening each night and watching some TV with Greg. And then I have 2 family things that I have planned. One, someone counseled me and they said during these breaks, you should plan something fun to do with the family so that they don't feel like they've lost you for 4 years. And I thought that was a really wise counsel. So I scheduled 2 things. One, Greg and I are going to go to Kentucky for 3 days and 2 nights. We're going to go to Keeneland and see a horse race. We were going to go to a distillery, but they're all booked up because my break is right around the Kentucky Derby, so I wasn't able to get tickets. And then we're going to go to see Mary Todd Lincoln's house, the wife of President Lincoln, and learn all about that. So we're going to take a little trip to Kentucky, which is great. It's only a couple hours away, so we'll be close enough. It's a great testing to have both of us away from Abby and Grayson, and a great test for her to live on her own for a while. Secondly, I would like to take a day at the zoo. Greg and Abby love to go to the zoo. I do not. That does not matter. We're going to go. We have tickets. The tickets are going to expire after we bought them at Easter last year. So we only have the end of April to go to the zoo again with what we already purchased last year. We'll go if Greg's mom wants to go. I mean, everybody's going. It's going to be a whole zoo experience. It'll be great. It'll be fun. They will remember it. And that's the point. They will remember the time has been spent with them during the break, and they will look forward to whatever I plan on each of our breaks. So I hope to plan a short, sometimes a long, trip with Greg and I away, and then something fun that we do with Abby and Grayson. Joey and I usually do fun things related to work and more on his timetable. So I do fun things with Joey, but they're usually like, hey, mom, I'm doing this thing. It has a specific date, and I just do it. Whereas with Abby and Greg, I can plan the activity, and so that's what I'm doing. So that's my report of how it went the first trimester. I'm not quite done as the time of this recording, but I am getting close to the end of all of my assignments. Most of them have already been turned in early. I am running really, really fast right now, and I am loving it. I am loving running this fast. I don't mind it. If you would have told me 5 years ago that I would have no margin in my life and no downtime, I would not have liked that at all. But now I'm in a season where I love it. And next week, I'm going to talk to you about that season.